I take it a great pleasure to be able to introduce my brother this morning. We all know and love our brother Bill. We know that through his many years in the Church of Christ, his main desire is to serve Jesus Christ and to honor him. So I'd ask this morning that you might offer a prayer in your heart for our brother Bill, Apostle Bill Sheldon. Well, I think that's it.
Have we got it on?
Yeah, I guess we have.
We sang as an opening song, "Give of Your Best to the Master." And I suppose that my best has been in the past years. At least I've been thankful for all the years that have been granted to me for the purpose of serving our Lord and his people. And I hope you'll bear with me this morning as we proceed with this service. I have to do the best I can right now, I guess. But I would like to, I've made preparations here and have written it down, what I want to say. And I hope that I can get through it all right and that it's understandable. So I ask that you will bear with me. And I'm having to use a reading glass here in this preparation that I have made here. So please bear with me. We normally think of eternal life after death. Christ will return with a an innumerable host with the saints of old. Did you ever stop and think about that? He will come with his, but he will come with those that have gone on before. Modern saints will be caught up to meet them in the air. That is, to meet Christ and those saints that have gone on before. This uniting will be a wedding with Christ, and all shall return to the earth for a feast. And I'm asking Brother Larry to read my scriptures for me. So would you please, Brother Larry, read 1 Corinthians 15 to 51 and 51.
I show unto you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
And now would you also read 1 Thessalonians 4 and 15.
First Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Thank you. A statement by Apostle Paul has been misread, misconstrued, and wherein he stated that we which are alive and remain unto the shall not. Let me see. And that
would you like me to repeat it?
Well, yeah.
For we say this unto you by the way of the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Okay, that's great. So he's going to come with them. They're going to be united. As I said, there's been a misrepresentation, a misreading of that, of the words of the Apostle Paul. And many people think that that refers to all of those who so-called believe in the name of Christ. It actually refers to those who are the saints of God. They'll be united with those that are coming with Christ when he shall return. There are only 144,000 of Israel, but then an innumerable host of others. I'm not asking this to be read, but I hope that you will take notes here. Read Revelation 7, 4 and 10. 4 to 10. There are an innumerable host of others. At the wedding, read, would you now read, Brother Larry, read Revelation, or read...
17th verse.
Huh?
The 17th verse.
Yeah.
Then we which are alive and remain...
Wait a minute. Okay, all right. Did you read it all?
No. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
That has been misconstrued by the Christian world in general. It's only the saints of God that's going to be with the Lord, and he's going to bring them with him who have gone on before. In other words, they'll be resurrected, and they'll be brought with him and be united with the saints of God who are upon the earth. And they shall dwell here upon the earth, not caught up in the air, and to remain there as most of the Christian world would have you believe. They're going to return here to this earth, and that will be the so-called wedding of Christ when they're caught up in the air to meet him there. But they're going to return with those of the saints upon the earth here. There are only 144,000 of Israel, but an innumerable host of others, see Revelation 7:14, at the wedding. Read Matthew 22:11-14, please, Brother Larry.
Matthew
22:11-14.
Okay. And when the king came to see the guest, he saw there a man which was not on a wedding garment, which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in thither, not having the wedding garment? And he was speechless. And he said, the king, then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.
That's 11 and 14.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of these do not have on a wedding garment. They will be cast out. So we should give that some thought. They shall be cast out and will not have a part with the saints of God. Oh, dear. The development of there's going to be 144,000 of the Jews, and an innumerable host of others will be gathered together upon Mount Zion, as we've already read. That will be the church of the Lamb of God. And who's the Lamb of God? That's Jesus Christ. We'll be gathered together at the wedding. And there, it's the wedding of Christ with those of his saints who are thus gathered together. There's only not only the church of Christ or the church of the Lamb of God, but there'll be the church of the devil. Read 1 Nephi 3:20-31.
First Nephi 3:20-231. And he saith unto me, behold, there are save it be two churches. The one is the church of the Lamb of God, the other is the church of the devil. Wherefore, whoso belongeth to the church of the Lamb of God belongeth to the great church, which is the mother. Whosoever belongeth not to the church of the Lamb of God belongeth to the great church, which is the mother of abominations, and she is the whore of the earth, all the earth. And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the whore of all the earth, and she sat upon many waters, and she had dominion over all the earth among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people. And it came to pass that I beheld the church of the Lamb of God, and its numbers were few because of the wickedness and abominations of the whore which sat upon the many waters. Nevertheless, I beheld that the church of the Lamb, which were the saints of God, were also upon all the face of the earth. and their abominations and their dominions upon the face of the earth were small because of the wickedness of the great whore which I saw. And it came to pass that I beheld a great mother of abominations did gather together in multitudes upon the face of the earth among all the nations of the Gentiles to fight against the Lamb of God. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, beheld the power of the Lamb of God, which descended upon the saints of the Church of the Lamb and upon the covenant people of the Lord, which were scattered upon the face of the earth. And they were armed with righteousness and with power of God in great glory.
Thank you. According to this, all mankind are in one of the or one or the other of these churches. It's either the Church of the Lamb of God or the Church of the Devil. Now, which one are you going to be working for? We trust we'll be trying to become a part of the Church of the Lamb of God. It's one of the two churches. Freedom of worship in this country brought about the possibility of the gathering of the people of the Lamb of God. They prepared liberty, a place of liberty where the saints of God might be have freedom of worship, to either worship God or not worship Him. And so we want to be a part of the Church of the Lamb of God. The development of this mission in this country caused abortion of infants, even in a mother's womb. I once thought rape might be acceptable, but I found out that we never know what that child would be. It will come forth. And there's been many a woman that has given birth to a child, even though through rape, it has turned out to be a goodly child, and having a good influence for good amongst his fellow man. So these are some things that we need to take into consideration here. Such things are as a part of our society. This is the world, which is the enmity, which is at enmity with God. The world is at enmity with God. And abortion is a part of the world. So it's not acceptable even in the case of rape. Men may become like Christ, or they may become like the devil, according to their own choices in life. But now I'd like to ask Brother Larry to read Isaiah 65:20-25.
Isaiah 65, 20 through 25.
Yes.
There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.
Is it turned off here now?
You know, this has been a unique experience for me. I've enjoyed it, though. I've really enjoyed participating with Brother Bill Sheldon, because really, if you look at all the people in the Church of Christ, who has lived the gospel more directly and more on purpose than Brother Sheldon? And I want to thank you for your ministry. I have a few announcements.